Well, there's a place where I live called the Canyon, where Daddy taught me to swim. And that water is so pure, and I'm gonna make sure Daddy's grandkids can swim there like him.
That's country superstar Randy Owens singing about his beloved Little River Canyon. A short walk away is the Little River Canyon Center, a gleaming eco-friendly building that's becoming a campus, museum, community center, and tourist attraction. But a long walk or a scenic drive is what'll begin to show you the scale of what's happened here in the last few decades. Believe it or not, that's the Little River roaring down a 50-foot waterfall in what's now a national preserve. You can hear why only the most daring kayakers descend it, and why the Alabama Power Company considered trying to harness it. From 1912 to the early 90s, the company owned most of the land around the river, but generating power here was problematic. Longtime resident and community leader Ricky Harcrow remembers.
It was a nightmare to dam it up the way that thing, because of the gorge.
In 1992, Congressman Tom Bevel called Power Company President and CEO Elmer Harris and asked the company to donate the land for a national preserve. Harris balked at a straight donation, but agreed to give away some of the land and sell the rest for tax breaks and almost $8 million earmarked federal dollars, which went into the company's charity foundation. Sound like a 14,000-acre win-win for all? Not so fast.
There was a lot of opposition because of old landowners here, and a lot of them didn't live here. It was kind of a retreat for them.
Is the scope of it, is the scale of it maybe why some people were so opposed to it? I mean, I heard that Bevel was hung in effigy and people were scared that, you know, the federal government's going to take our land, that kind of thing.
Well, that's always a concern, you know, for folks, intervention by the government, taking over this, that, and the other.
Even though the power company owned the land, people were fiercely attached to it, partly because the company allowed them to hunt on it. Pete Conroy, one of the preserve plan's main movers, says landowners and property rights groups from Washington got involved, too.
The opposition really came from local folks who had been coerced by outsiders to distrust the process. I met really terrific people who had actually been told, yep, they're going to shoot your dog and they're going to burn your barn.
Lucky for the project, a dream team of Alabama Power, state government, allies in Congress, and local boy superstar Randy Owens saw the opportunity of what could be done and very publicly got behind it. Conroy calls it a partnership project.
A lot of us just spent a lot of time drinking coffee with folks and gaining trust and slowly but surely telling the story of what we thought would happen. And I think we really hit the right balance. There was not an inch of property taken by the government, no eminent domain, no condemnation. And I think that the National Park Service has really turned out to be a pretty good friend of the region.
In October 1992, the Little River Canyon National Preserve became the latest addition to the national park system. People in the community, not to mention tourists I met from New York and Michigan, say the preserve and the Canyon Center are educational and economic boons to the area that enhance quality of life. As people learn about the preserve and the center, all different kinds are taking advantage of the education and recreation programs, from class trips to Hindu weddings to rock climbing to holiday programs held in Spanish.
Next thing you know, there's a nice family from Fort Payne that have always been here and hanging out with a nice family from Mexico City, and the next thing you know, they're having dinner together, and the next thing you know, their kids, oh, yeah, they go to the same school, and it's this community of people coming together to learn and be educated together.
The larger plan for a green corridor from Little River Canyon in the north down through protected areas to the Cheeha Wilderness in the south is coming together. But right now, thanks to decades of tenacity and good old-fashioned people skills, there's plenty for students, teachers, outdoors people, and just regular folks to experience. For the Southern Education Desk at WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
We live in the land of plenty, but many things aren't plenty anymore. Like the water from our sink, they say it's not safe to drink. You gotta go and buy it at the store. Now we're told there's a hole in the ozone. Look what's washing on the beach. And Lord, I believe from the heavens to the seas, we're bringing Mother Nature to her knees. Let's leave some blue up above us. The
just leave some green on the ground. It's only ashes borrowed. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. Well, there's a change taking place way on the mountains. Acid rain is falling on the leaves. And down in Brazil, the fires are burning still. How we gonna breathe without them trees? So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. There's a place where I live called the Canyon, where Daddy taught me to swim. And that water is so pure, and I'm gonna make sure Daddy's grandkids can swim there like him. Now we all ought to feel just a little bit guilty when we look into the eyes of our kids. 'Cause brothers, it's a fact. If we take and don't put back, they'll have to pay for all we did. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. Well, it's only ash to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ash to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for